Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, you know, maybe I'm hallucinating, but I started to see that, in fact, maybe I'm crazy, but I'm starting to see some leaves change. And one of the best places to go to watch those leaves change is, of course, the town of Harwinden. Michael Criss is the first selectman. Has been for a couple of years. I think he was in government starting in 2009. I think he was on the board of selectmen. And 2 years later, so 2011, he was first selectman. And here he is now. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Well, congratulations. I think things are going well, and you're right. You'll have a lot of traffic there on Route 4.
That's it. Well, for the fall season.
It gets crazy. You know what's interesting? I didn't know this, but the original, as I was doing some research on the town, which I visit all the time, and not just on my way to Torrington, okay? but what I noticed was that, you know, the name of the town is cool. It's Hartford, Windsor, and then town, right?
That's it, correct?
How did we get the Windsor thing in there? Hartford, I maybe could see, but
yeah, it was kind of a township merger years ago when the land was turned over, and it was a combination. Half was owned with Hartford and half with Windsor, and the territories were merged together to create Harwinden.
As of 2005, 5,571 souls. And as I was looking over the demographics of the town, it's actually pretty widely spread. I mean, you've got a lot of young people, 25%, something like that, and then, you know, going on up. I mean, it's well-balanced.
Absolutely. We're starting to increase and attract more young families in town, getting them more involved in the sense of community that we worked to create since 2011. We've been trying to do that, so...
So are you primarily, and I've asked a lot of the other selectmen and mayors, do you see yourself as kind of a bedroom guy? I know a lot of people who commute from Harwinden.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people commute from Harwinden and pass through Harwinden, quite honestly. And it was always an ongoing joke when I went off to college. People would say, where are you from? You say Harwinden. They say, Harwinden, where's that? And I'd say, it's near Litchfield or near Torrington or just outside of Waterbury. And they'd say, oh, okay, now we know. Yeah. So it is a small community in the fifth generation of my family here.
God, you're a high timer. You've been there forever.
That's it. That's it. I love this town and love this community and the residents and what it has to offer and just that that rural character, and yet we're 2 minutes from everything.
So. Just one question I have for you, Michael. Michael, yeah. Criss is first selectman, town of Harwinden. I'm going to get to the state thing in just a minute, but I'll set that aside for the nods. Do you guys do any manufacturing? Are you encouraging that? One of the greatest drives, guys, if you're driving, except maybe in winter, is going on 4, and then you take that big dive there, the turn, and going down past the church. I mean, that's a steep hill.
Oh, it is. It is. It is a steep hill. And, yeah, we do have some industrial space up by the old airport. As you remember, the old airport that used to be here between Harwinden and Burlington. And,
yeah.
You know, we do a little bit of – we have little companies here in town. We have a company called Turbo Kits, manufactures custom turbos for – everything that you could put a turbo on, that's what they manufacture them for. And then we have a couple other little industries here in town. But basically, you know, very small local businesses here in town that keep our community running. We've been able to attract new businesses because of our tax, our mill rate being reasonable.
Which brings us to this. You know, you got completely zeroed out, I believe, when it came to educational funding. Is that true?
We did. We did. That's in the government, in the governor's proposed executive order.
So what's that do?
Harwinden and Burlington is part of the Region 10 school district, and both of us got zeroed out, which would mean a $7 million hit to our communities here for the Region 10 education system. And obviously, you know, I'm not shy about saying my feelings about the state. So I've been down there close to 47 times this year.
All right. Well, Michael. I hope you get a successful journey sooner or later. Hey, I want to thank you much for being on. It's great meeting you, and I'll see you in town, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Stop in anytime, Ray.
I will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.